Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem, continuous fast time from the Chavetz Chaim, Perikei, Shin number 42. The Chavetz Chaim turns his attention to the Isser of Oina. There are two types of Oina. There's an Oina, Oina is Dvarim. A person uses harmful words to insult somebody. He makes someone feel bad with his words. And then there's Oina B'mamon. And that's the type of Oina we'll be discussing in this year. The Isser of Oina of a business transaction or by overcharging the person. And the Chavetz Chaim says, even though Reuven, for example, he buys the item from you, Reuven buys the item, so you didn't force him to buy the item, nonetheless, there's an iser mafurish, an explicit iser in the Torah, lo yisoynu ish es amisoy. The iser vaynah by mekuch memkar, by business. And the Chavetz Chaim says that when the seynu nishtakha Torah aynah mikama noshim. Unfortunately, because of our aveiros, we haven't learned properly. The Isser of Oina is forgotten by many people. And people think that if somebody is a hard worker and he behaves in a shrewd way, and this person cheats, that he's considered to be a mishtadel, he works hard to make a living, and he's praised. Says the Chavetz Chaim, this is an Isser deraisa we're talking over here. And look how serious this Isser is. This is the general principle of Oina. Now the Chavetz Chaim is going to give us some examples, some basic halachas of Oina that we have to avoid. If you have an item, you cannot praise that item more than what the item really is. You can't say that item is a greater item than really it's worth. It's forbidden to take that item and make it look better than it really is. Let me give an example. You go to buy a piece of meat. It's Erev Shabbos. You want to buy some meat for Shabbos. And you see it's a nice, good, red meat, looking good-looking, fresh meat. You get home, you buy it, and then you turn it over, and you see it's brown on the other side. Now, when the meat is sitting for a little while, it starts to turn brown. You thought it was a fresh-cut piece of meat. So what the butcher might have done is he took the meat that was on the brown side, and he flipped it over to the right side, to the red side. So this way, when you're walking by the aisle and you see this nice, fresh-looking piece of meat, you think, oh, it was just cut today. This is not being honest in business. For a person to mix inferior quality merchandise with regular good quality, and you put the good quality on top, so what's going to catch the person's eye is the good quality, but in the meantime, he also has mixed inside this inferior, bad merchandise, this is also a no. The Chavetz Chaim now brings Gemara Bava Basra. The Gemara says that the Isser of Oina is worse. Now he's discussing the Isser of taking the weights and the scales, like similar to what we discussed in the Shaar HaTshuvah Shir, and weighing things incorrectly to steal. He says, this is even worse, says Chazal, than the Isser of Arayas, illicit relations. How so? Because for every single moment, even a person sleeping, he's sleeping in bed, not doing any Isser. But he's wrong, he's doing an Isser because if he has crooked weights in his house, he's over an Isser for every single second that's in his house, that he owns these weights. Concludes the Chavetz Chaim, such a person like this, at the end, even though in the beginning he might think he's being successful, might look he's being successful, this person will not be successful in business. This person will be despised in this world, besides for the punishment that's awaiting him in the world to come. And the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph, tells us that the first question a person will be asked in the din, when he's standing in front of Hashem, Bezen Shemayla, were you honest in business? What will the person answer to the first question will be asked on the day of his judgment? Wishing everybody a wonderful Shabbos, and thank you for joining.